Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Ah, welcome back, my ghastly gatherers, to a night's weed in the spectral sighs and sobs of the otherworld's most moanful maidens. Tonight, we weave together wisps of woe from the wailing women whose legends span across continents and cultures, echoing through eternity with tales of tragedy and terror. These ethereal entities, veiled in the vestiges of their vanished lives, span cultures and centuries, united in their haunting presence. From the eerie echoes in the ancient castles to the solemn spirits that sweep through silent forests, each spectral lady brings her own tale of tragedy and torment, love lost and vengeance vowed. So tighten your grip on your talismans as the fearless tread softly into the realm of restless maidens and malevolent matriarchs. Will you decipher the delicate despair behind their dismal dirges? Or will their chilling cries freeze you to the marrow?
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 336. Lady Ghosts.
Lady.
Spooky ladies. Boo, woo, woo, spooky ladies.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Got ourselves quite a eclectic crew today. It's in a hotel room.
I was like, when we were like, fuck it, 7:30, this is the time. I was like, I don't know if I will make it. It is so tight. And I literally just got everything set up just before the link went.
Hey, you know what? That was smoother than recording at home, to be honest.
Yeah. We'll see how the internet holds up here. It's supposed to be high speed plug-in internet. And the Ethernet cable doesn't work. So it's only Wi-Fi.
Of course it's not plug-in.
Of course.
It's a hotel. Yeah.
It's a Ramada. What do I expect?
There's one plug and it's behind the front desk. That's it.
There's probably one router too, and that's where it is too.
They plug in their boosters on every floor, and that's what you get. High speed.
High speed.
High speed.
Lady Ghosts, hey? Spooktober continues. I just read on our Facebook page. Spooktober sounds racist.
I never thought about it.
I guess someone's racist on the page. I guess so. There you go.
Yeah.
We don't use that word for anything other than spooky things.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Or three-letter agencies.
Yeah. Yes, that spooks are those.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Does spooky have racial connotations that I'm not aware
of? I guess so.
I think spook does. I think spook does. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I just never use it, so I wouldn't be like. So it's racist to me.
Yeah.
I just drank a bug. No joke.
There's nothing right there. Scarier. Right.
There's right there. It's a fucking bug in my drink. Check nice. The camera.
That's what you get for not drinking alcohol.
I drink a bubbly water. That's I open it. Right? A bug immediately yeah. flies in, drowns itself, and I drink it. That's yeah. disgusting. Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
Nice.
Wouldn't happen if you were drinking beer.
Well, no, probably wouldn't have.
That's true.
Mm. We're taking on the spooky lady ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, one of the, I guess the first one we could start off with is probably one of the most popular ones. And it's one people actually talk about and have asked us to discuss about before, but pretty much the queen. Just like 10 movies.
Oh, about. Well, there's like one movie, like, what is it, that, like, of the namesake?
I mean, there's a couple, and then there's like the Conjuring one, there's the other ones, but we're talking about La Llorona, the weeping lady ghost of South, like South American, Latin American,
yeah,
I learned Southwest all about American,
Coco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a song about it. There's a popular Mexican song about her, but yes, the weeping woman who is deeply rooted in Mexican and Southwestern U.S. folklore. Tons of movies about her, and she's always the, very much the picture of the sorrowful, ghostly figure who wails in the night, mourning the loss of her children.
I'm loading the soundboard back up. I'm having enough.
No one's coming to help you. No one's coming to help you if those are the noises you're making. Sounds like you're summoning the Undertaker.
Yeah, at least you don't look like you're summoning the Undertaker.
Hey, oh, there it is. There it is.
I look like I'm about to fucking
on that camera.
I'm about
buddy.
To. Yeah, that's not true anymore, though. I look like I'm about to come out and go, well.
La Llorona is a interesting figure where it's one of those tales that has multiple legends attached to the name, and like origins that are foggy and go way, 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 way back, apparently.
Yeah, there's different, like, very quickly, if you look into this, like, you click three links, you're getting three different stories about the origin of this one. There's as many stories as there is links.
Yeah. The two more popular ones, one of the first one is that La Llorona, the spirit, was originally a woman named Maria, who was born to a peasant family, but she was fortunate enough to be born beautiful. She was very
classic.
Classic peasant.
Yeah, fucking good looking people don't have to worry about nothing.
You know,
they don't
what
even
probably
have to
was,
worry
though?
About being poor.
She was the peasant, right? And everybody was kind of like, this is the peasant girl. Like, nobody gives a shit. But then one day they took off her glasses.
Yeah, the prince. The prince was like, I bet I can turn her into a princess.
Yeah. She was considered very beautiful, and she was capturing the attention of many a male suitors, both rich and poor. And she was said to have spent her days.
I wonder which one she chose.
She was said to have spent her nights, cavorting throughout the, local taverns and whatnot, with many of her male suitors and whatnot.
Just getting free drinks left and right.
Oh, yeah.
Living the dream.
And though she enjoyed the attention from many of many of these rich and poor men at these local taverns, it was said that more she did rich. Have two sons at home.
Baggage?
Yeah. Which, apparently made it a bit
difficult.
These kids
ain't gonna feed themselves.
That's right? True. She's doing, mm-hmm. she's working what she got.
And these, she considered them a bit of a hindrance to her, nightly social life. And,
they do that.
Yeah, it is, that is factually 100% accurate.
She's not wrong.
Yeah, she's everything she said so far is accurate. They do
what she does next.
Nightlife.
Wrong.
And as the legend goes, one day the two small boys were found drowned in the river. Some say they were either drowned due to her neglect. Depending on which legend you go with, it's either by neglect that, she wasn't with them and they found their way to the, to the water source and drowned, or others say that they died by her own hand. And then, after, that you know, the, she turns into this ghostly figure.
I feel like if they died on their own, that's a better backstory for her becoming this ghost.
Yes, me too. I thought that too when I read it, because I was like, the thing is like, if she, like some of this accounts, like brutally stabbed her children or brutally drowned them one by one, it doesn't make sense for me in the afterlife. She's like, where are my kids? You're like, you did it. What are you talking about? Yeah, you're the one that did this.
That's her punishment, though. That's like, she gets to the, you know, the gates and they're like, hey, oh no, you did this.
You're gonna look for your kids?
Yeah, you're going to feel.
How about she look in a mirror?
Yeah, but like the neglect, she would also be looking for kids, and she'd be getting punished for being a bit of a hussy.
Maybe that's how you fight her. Maybe that's how you defeat her, is you show her a mirror and she's like, oh, I did it.
Another legend has La Llorona, where she was not the, you know, the socialite, the evening socialite like that. She was more just like a very caring and loving woman who was married or was the mistress of a wealthy man who, you know, lavished her with attention and gifts and whatnot. And she bore him two wonderful sons. But after she birthed these two sons, the man changed. He seemed to return to a life of both womenizing and alcohol, leaving her for sometimes months at a time. And he no longer seemed to care for her.
They'd be dead.
But he would only come and visit. And when he did,
the kids really got to him.
Well, he would come and visit.
Really got to him.
He would come and visit. There's another version of legend kind of where he would come and visit. And when he would visit her, he would really just spend the time with the children and just ignore her. Like he would
toss her aside.
Yeah. And then there was, you know, as the legend goes, one evening, Maria was out walking with her two children, with the two sons, and the husband came by in a carriage, accompanied with another young woman of seemingly upper class, you know, social
and
status.
As he drove by in the carriage, he stood up and did a little bow.
Yeah.
As he went by, really fucking rubbed her the wrong way.
Well, he didn't even bow to her. Well, the legend goes, he didn't even acknowledge her. He only spoke to the children, completely ignoring her.
Made his new lady do a curtsy or something in front of them. He's like, give him a spin.
And
I feel like I'm missing. We're cutting out some of the story.
Well, this is just one of the versions of the story. Well,
you know what I mean? Just like, I don't know.
What did she, you know, why are we blaming him?
La Llorona wrote this story.
Yeah.
Right? Like we're hearing all the bad sides about this guy.
Yeah, like what did she do? We're not hearing his side of the story.
Why is he ignoring her?
That's what I'm saying, right? Why are we cutting that part out?
So when he greets the children and completely ignores her and then, you know, leaves off in his carriage with his, you know, young lady in tow, his other new
probably piece. Listens to his needs.
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't
on him right when he gets home from work?
Yeah.
You know.
Fair.
So it's always bugging him with last minute at home projects and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh my God, the honey-do list. Fuck me.
Well, this, the situation then when he completely ignores her, sends her into a blind rage. And in this rage, it's said that she drowned the two sons.
Okay, now listen, is it really hard to believe that this guy's not talking to her? If she's the type of person that's going to go crazy and fucking nuke her kids.
So after this happens, it's said that Maria, you know, after, you know, realizing once she tosses these kids in the river and, you know, their bodies go downstream and she's unable to recover them, you know, after coming out of this black rage, she breaks.
Whoa. Whoa.
You know, she breaks down into
what kind of rage.
Yeah. Why?
Black rage.
Isn't this Mexico? Is this brown rage?
I'm not the racist one. You guys are putting the racist connotations on it. Like nobody would say anything if you guys hadn't said anything. But
I don't know.
Now you've turned it into.
Pretty
that.
Sure you came up with the name Spooktober too. So yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Coming back now.
Yeah, it's all making sense now. It's all starting to tell you. I'm on it. Right, I'm making some notes here.
Pretty sure I'm not the first one to use the word Spooktober. Do we want to change it? Do we want to have that discussion now? Do we want to have that later?
No, it's forever now.
Yeah, it's too late.
After she...
That's the hill we're going to die on. If Spooktober gets us canceled, so be it.
After unable to recover her children's bodies, she breaks down into inconsolable, you know, grief, unable to eat, unable to take care of herself. Exactly. And that guilt just weighs her down until eventually she dies and her spirit is unable to move on. So she goes out and, you know, her spirit lingers in these nights, you know, and people can hear her still crying.
She was sent back to relive the pain of murdering her own children for eternity.
And as the legend goes, that, you know, the warning, the cautionary tale is that for children not to go out at night. Well, also don't go out at night because La Llorona will grab you and take you, you know, mistaking you.
Because in the ghost mind, if she kills other kids, she'll get her kids back. Ghost logic.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's the other like part that I heard that is like you have to worry about is like at night you'll see like a woman in white like weeping, and you'll want to go and be like, hey, like, are you okay? And she'll be like, my kids, I can't find my kids. And you're like, oh, what? Well, like, you know, it's the middle of the night. You're like, what do you mean you can't find your kids? Oh, what can I do to help?
Set up an Amber Alert? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, like, have you called anyone? And she, at that point, she turns around and goes, you have them. You took my kids. And you're like, whoa. My God. Then there's some, like,
her face is probably all normal at the beginning and, like, sad. Yeah. And then when she's like, you took my kids. Ah!
Right? And you're like, whoa, I'm getting gaslit here. I didn't take you. What do you do? Well, let's not get crazy. Let's not start talking crazy. Yeah, I'm here to help. And then she murders you. Where you get murdered. Or other stories we've gone. It's like, even if you depart, she like haunts you and just kind of ruins your life for a little bit. Just like
really?
Hang around, you hear her cries at night like in your house. You? Yeah.
Crazy. So
just a couple. Death.
So moral of the story, like if you see a lady crying and outside, just don't say anything to her. Don't help her.
Don't help.
Ever.
Never. You turn a blind eye.
You know, it's in fact just don't know what's happening.
Don't help anyone ever.
Really. That's what I mean. Like that's kind of happening here. People are getting numb to people in severe danger outside. They're just the person looks like they're in medical distress, but I don't know. I don't want to judge them.
I don't got any training.
They will call 911, but they won't go up and touch them or talk to them or anything. We'll just from afar.
You're like, I think this guy not breathing, not moving on the ground might be an overdose. Yeah. Can someone help him?
Well, it's either that or he's sleeping.
Yeah.
Along with the multitude of versions of the story and variations that kind of go, depending on where you're, I mean, they vary from country to country, culture to culture, having these stories of La Llorona. La Llorona has like origins that kind of reach way, way, way back. Some versions of La Llorona apparently can be traced back as far back as Aztec mythology and her connections to different types of goddesses, which kind of have similar themes and motifs that match like her stories. One of them is like a Cihuacuatl, who is a snake woman, who is also. She's apparently like the matron goddess of like childbirth. And also there's another one like Tenapicutli, who is also has her associations with water and apparently child sacrifice. Like in order to like the Aztecs, like to appease this god at some point, there were some mentions of like,
what a shitty god.
They would have to sacrifice children to this water deity.
You know, the best part, you could just choose not to believe in that one. Be like, yeah, we don't want that one.
It stays.
one of the other spirits of Aztec myth was known as Chocasihuatl, and she was a spirit of the first woman to die in childbirth, and the legend would have her much
first
like
woman ever?
First woman ever to die in childbirth, and she became
be a
like
lot
a
back then
it would be.
I feel like it was probably the second person to give childbirth.
Probably, yeah. Oh my God. You ever think of the first person to give childbirth? Must have been like, what the fuck is happening? Could you imagine? My God. Like, you have no idea.
You're just in the woods.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, the first is a hard, like, what are we talking about evolution type of childbirth? Like for tens of thousands of years, the hips were slowly.
Yeah. I feel like nobody would be like,
the birth canal was slowly changing, making it just incredibly, incredibly difficult compared to the primate cousins.
Yeah. That's a good point. I wonder when, like, it must have, like, when we started walking, you know, to,
that's
like,
what they say.
Tying legs is when it got narrow. So that's when birthing became as dangerous as
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it wasn't like a surprise. It wasn't like it takes millions of years to evolve.
Well, it's a surprise if we go with the ancient alien hypothesis where they came down, they just in one generation are like, we changed these people.
Yeah. And they're
we had a couple design flaws. Unfortunately, it's not going to be good.
No.
Upon birth. And this, also, the baby won't be able to do anything for years.
Yeah, we have to deliver them way earlier.
Like a chimp comes out, is like fucking jacked and just grabs on, off they go.
So yeah. It's like terribly inefficient. If they wanted to create a, you know, ancient alien hypothesis.
Super race of,
yeah, you want to be like, don't you want them to like churn out like a bunch
warriors and
be like, instantly. Yeah, you want to be like they can put them in the mines, the gold mines.
What if you want them ready to go, right? Yeah. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. This is the first one. It was an experiment.
What are those things called, Dan, when you come in a bottle or something and you grow a little humongous?
Oh,
what?
you sound like shit.
Did you say when you come in a bottle?
Yeah, that's what I heard. You know what I'm saying?
What? Those are the ones
these guys have been in the hotel for fucking 45 minutes.
And he's already coming in bottles.
What? It's like humongous.
You're all glitched out. You're talking about
a humongous
trash bag. Yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm gonna mute him.
Yeah, get rid of him. Cut him.
There's a fun little delay going on. Static delay going on.
We'll come back to you.
So apparently, like one of the legends, like Cihuacuatl, which is the one of the, like the matron goddess of like childbirth, and it's also like the Aztec had a unique view, but they had an interesting view of like viewing childbirth as a type of like battle. So also Cihuacuatl was kind of like a goddess of battle, much like Athena, I think, is kind of like a good comparison.
Goddess of wisdom and war.
Yeah. So. Her legend and like also kind of like the proto La Llorona is like first documented in 1555 in the Florentine Codex, which was a book that was written by a historian monk at the time. And it was purported to have documented the eight omens, which presaged the fall of Tenochtitlan, which was the Aztec capital at the time, back then. And the sixth omen was the appearance of Cihuacuatl on near Lake Texcoco, which she would appear in a white dress with their long black hair. And then she would, lamenting the fate of her children, like, what is going to happen to my children?
Familiar.
What's happening? Where are my children? And it was said that after these omens, this is when the Tenochtitlan fell to Spanish invaders. And so during the Spanish colonial period, the tale of La Llorona, or like the Cihuacuatl, lost almost all of its associations with the pre-colonial Aztec origins. So all of that stuff talking about the pagan gods or, you know, those things all were gone because, of course, the much more terrifying Spanish Inquisition was, you know, on the case being like, OK, we got to root out the heretics. And so you couldn't really talk about any of the old gods. Just as the nature of oral tradition goes, the story would pass from the indigenous people to the Spanish colonists, you know, becoming, you know, what I think one person said while I was researching, like the first mestizo legend. And so they would mix in there from the Spanish colonists. You would get the myths and the female figures from Judeo-Christian and Greek mythological figures would mix in with the Aztec. And then you would have this, you know, lock in, and then you get the La Llorona archetype, essentially. So it's like that's
a little spooky history lesson for you.
I thought it was more recent than it was. Like this thing was like, I mean, I wasn't surprised, but it's like, yeah, it's a very, those kinds of legends coming from the Southwest are always kind of interesting where you have it's a reflection or, you know, an amalgamation of the two cultures together.
Well, there's even like a,
when I was like, values of both groups. It's interesting.
When I was peeking at this, I like came across even like a more recent one in Chihuahua. I think that's how it's pronounced. And they just call her the Lady of the Night. Yep. And like this one, it's like in Chihuahua, I guess what happened in 2009, there's like a string of missing children.
Chihuahua.
And so what started happening is, you know, kids at night, they get tucked in by their parents, vanish right out of their beds. And there was one report from a young lady that woke up to the sight of this woman standing at the foot of her bed. And she screamed, and the scream kind of startled this woman, and the woman ran out of the house. And she actually gave a police description. And I'm going to send this in the Facebook group, Zell. I don't know if you can post it or not on here. Hold on, let me send it to the group chat here. This is the actual police sketch artist of the lady in night in 2009 in Chihuahua.
I can probably share that screen. Let's see. We go share screen. I want to share. Oh, well, I have to do a quick accept system.
always a to do.
Almost like we could have had this figured out.
Well, if only I wasn't flying all day.
As only you weren't fucking jerking off three times before you started the podcast.
Oh, no, I can't. It's going
to be late.
It wants me to quit Google. So.
Oh, does it? No, never mind.
Share your screen. You can fucking share it.
Can I? No, because it's on my phone. I can't even.
Ah, perfect. It's perfect there.
Yeah. Yeah. She kind of looks like a normal person with terrifying eyes.
Look at those lips.
She's missing the top lip.
Yeah, I know. It's like Napoleon Dynamite. There was actually like even another one, a picture that like a young girl caught taking a picture out of her window, and it's just a woman on top of a house. And so people like think that this lady goes like rooftop to rooftop looking for unsuspected windows and snatches kids. The like interesting one with this one is that there was an actual police sketch artist. Whether or not that's connected to the missing kids, who knows? But I found that very similar. It's like, you know, very similar kind of kid snatcher, not quite till La Llorona. She wasn't I Corona, whatever her name is.
Corona.
Like some similarities to it, but
it's still very much a very prominent legend that it's still people are concerned about it. Or you hear, I feel like it probably in some of these cities and towns, like I feel like it wouldn't be that unusual for, you know, every now and then to hear a woman screaming "ay mis hijos," like something out like in the night. Yeah, I mean, you could hear it. Obviously we said something like before where it's like, you know, there's people, and I mean it would be frightening either way, because if you're crying out looking for your kids at night, I mean, probably terrified already, and just hearing that at night would dredge up definitely some fears. But it's just something that it's a very prevalent legend, and it still has a lot of staying power, and of course we're still making movies about it, so
movies, songs, everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. The other one I looked into, which I want a movie of this one, it's Penangolin, and this is a floating head in South Asia of a female, and the story goes like this. The story of this one is there was a lady in the village, and there is some, you know, parallels, has to do with looks, except this lady was just about the ugliest lady you've ever seen in your life. Like fugly. That's everyone in the village made fun
noticing
of her.
Noticing some like misogynistic undertones here with all these lady ghosts. It's all about looks. Like motherhood.
So this like, this whole village like shame this lady. They're like, so you'll never get a husband. All the married women in town was like, you'll never be beautiful together, like us.
Just kill her anyway. So yeah. Just get rid of her.
Right. And so this lady is like, crying. And she, you know, she just can't take it anymore. She's being harassed all the time. So one night, and this is a genius idea. She's a hard two. You know what I mean? And so she goes one night and basically she just starts upping her number by average because she starts eliminating every woman in town. One by one, she goes to the houses. She's listen, like 2.5, right? And she's just slowly clawing her way up. And she goes on like to kill like 10 of the women in the village before she's finally caught.
And it's a village, so her odds are getting probably pretty good at this point
in
time.
She starts as a two, she ends as a like an eight, right? Wow. Like, She did some damage to the village. But they like apprehend her, and they're like, to make an example of her, they hang her from a tree, And then they tie her like another rope to her neck and tie it to a bull, and they just send the bull away. And basically what happened is the bull severed this lady's head so bad that it pulled out all her inner organs.
I feel like I've seen that on X.
So she's hanging there as this headless horrible. With just all her organs floating. And the town, they all cheered. Yeah, like, holy shit. Did you see that? Wow. Like, it's going crazy. They'd never seen anything like it. Right? This is the most violent thing they've ever done to anyone. They're shocked. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So then they're like, all right, well, all right, pack it up for the night, I guess. Time for bed. That's enough excitement for one night, everyone. Clear out.
Shut her down.
Somebody
gotta get that bowl. Like.
Torches out, everyone. Torches out. Enjoy your night. They call it. They wake up in the morning. And wouldn't you know it, the head's gone.
No.
So now, the legend says that this moment created the Penangalan. And what happens is...
Isn't that what created the thing that we'll talk about?
Yeah.
Penangalan. Penang. P-E-N-A-N-G-G-A-L-A-N. Penangalan.
Was it hanging around a wet market? Is this where that happened? Yeah. What happened?
So now what happens is the legend says is that at night, this creature will rise from the depths of wherever it is. And it will float along the countryside with its organs dangling. And it uses these organs to like turn into like hands. So the intestines will crawl through windows and pull.
Oh, that is fucking. Ugh.
And the worst part about Penangalan is like you're thinking, oh, this thing's going to start snatching kids. No. All it does is it sucks your blood a little bit. It reaches up through the floorboards and it grabs you and it leeches off you. But go ahead.
I just imagine like you say organs, but I imagine like the vasculature. Yeah. Is all still there, right? Like just veins, floating head with fucking like arteries and veins that suck in your blood to keep the head alive.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool, man.
When you've been attacked by the Penangalan and it has sucked your blood at night, you were to die soon after. Like you contract some sort of disease from this thing. HIV. So it's not...
it's bloodborne not, illness, of course.
It's not the actual creature that kills you in the moment.
It's the vampire's dirty cousin. Yes.
Yeah. It's the whatever the bite infection from the bite gives you.
So you don't even get like a nice, you don't get superpowers or anything. You get bit like by a vampire, you become a vampire, become fast.
No, you just get Hep C.
Strong. Thing but, just tickles the little blood out of you, and then you die.
So, like,
a fucking prick!
Yeah, what a fucking pain.
That legend's got a couple, I think, regional variants too. Because there's the one in Thailand that's called the Krasu, which is the same thing essentially, except
the midwife.
Which is like, but there's the one that during the day, it has
she
like a
regular
body.
She works in the
hospital. Yeah, it has like a regular body, and then at night, the head detaches and then floats around and searches for blood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But there's. Like you don't have to worry too much about it because you can actually, there's ways to repel it. So people say, close your windows, right?
Okay. Easy.
Pretty simple. It's the easiest thing you do. Lock your doors, right? That's good. Now, if it is starting to like peek around, you can think about planting veiny plants like around, like you know, rose bushes or blackberries, some of the nice thorn. Because as this thing flies around, I guess what it doesn't like is it doesn't like its intestines and stuff getting caught up and it's sharp.
Put it in a bow.
Like thorns.
I would just step on its intestines and speed bag it.
Well, that's what you got to remember. It's supernatural, right? So you're not sure what works on it to kill it.
Yeah,
so if you've laid out your thorny plants and all that, you know, good news, Andrew, if it gets in the house, you can do just that. This thing's susceptible to anything. You just kill it with a machete or your hands, whatever. It's a fair fight. Like it has no, it's definitely
it's
like
the worst one ghost of ever. Yeah, it's,
you can fuck this thing up. They're like everything I read about it and listened to, it was like, and just, you can just hack it apart. So it's a floating head with organs.
I mean, who
just
says
devastate
like
it.
A gun.
shoot it. Whatever you want to do, like, it will die. You can beat it to death.
Don't need silver. Don't need salt blessed by a priest. Just straight up lid.
You can just
high velocity
or
lid.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just you can grab those intestines, whip it around like a whip. Right? Anything's done. So I found that quite interesting. I'm like, yeah, because the ghost, but I'm like, why am I setting traps? This thing should worry about me.
Oh yeah. This is a floating head. Depends on like, what is it? Like, does it just have to touch you or does it have to like leach on?
It has to leach your blood.
A little bit.
Probably. How long does it have though to get your blood?
I don't know. Like
how long does it take to like open
does
up?
It operate only at night.
So does it look like a little bite or is it?
Yeah.
Is
like what's like the ratio of lick? Blood coming out and AIDS yeah. going in, right? What's the,
how long do I got?
Cause like you think about it too, like it's just a floating head. So you could literally like fucking that punching bag arcade game.
Oh yeah. It's
right.
Yeah.
Like just fucking just lean into it from hell. But,
and if it's a floating head though, do you think it has any kind of real resistance? If you socked it, or is it that thing going flying? You know what I mean? Like it's gone.
I assume it's like a balloon.
That thing's fucking toast.
Oh, like a balloon where it just kind of like hit it, moves a little.
Oh, so it's not good. Like you can hammer that thing and it's just going to fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tough.
You're like, don't let Penangalan touch the ground.
Just floating around your house. And you're like, oh, I feel like it's just more of a nuisance because you're just like mosquitoes. You're just like, close the windows. Like,
yeah, except for if it gets you, you die.
Yeah, but it's good. Like, it's like, I imagine it's not that fast. Like,
there's no way it's that strong.
How do we know?
It's floating. How like maybe it's really fast.
So it only operates at night, I suppose.
Dude, yeah. How does it get around though? You think it just like blows? Like,
you hear it coming?
Slowly gets louder. Oh, that's a better version of click, click, slide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
instead
that's
of
so good.
Instead of click, click, slide, it's just like.
You're like, oh, it's trucking. It's got the vertical nostril. Oh, that's a great. I never once thought about it. Oh God. Like the worst thing to hear in the woods at night.
Yeah, that would be terrifying.
Determined heavy breathing. You're like, what the fuck?
Sometimes you hear that often.
That's a subtitle like on Netflix. Determined
heavy breathing.
Well, that's it paints a good picture.
Yeah, it's
the war cry of the pangolin.
Fuck. I like it. It's good. This thing's terrifying. I like it now. Way better.
It's kind of like blow backwards and then like turn around real quick.
Yeah. So like, that's how it sneaks up.
No, you know where you put your lips to the side?
Yeah. Lateral movement.
Get a spin going.
Then I feel like there's like a slight breeze going anyway. Yeah, it has to like compensate. So it's like. You turn on a fan or something and it just goes back.
That's great. You can just put on room fans and they just get stuck in the corner.
You just turn on the ceiling fan and it just like,
all the intestines are all just fucking whipping around your house, leaving bloody little whips everywhere.
Just gonna have to clean that up in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be such a nuisance. Imagine these things were everywhere. You'd be like, oh God.
It's a God.
Pangolin got in last night.
Yeah. It's just like, left a ceiling fan on. It's a mess. It's everywhere.
Yeah, like, get it down with a broom.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You just whipping it up, tying it. Oh,
let's just hiss it out.
Oh, yeah, because it can hiss. It can still probably talk. I like the idea of it just hissing like a cat at the roof. Oh, God. So dumb. I love it.
Love it. All right, let's take a short beer break. Come back with some more lady ghosts.
Spooky ladies.
I'll be right back.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7. And we guarantee, if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
All right. What's next? Who's next?
Who's up next?
Who can it is?
Well, I can talk about one close to home to me.
You got a spooky lady.
It's the one, it's the probably the most real one we've ever talked about.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the legend of the ghost of Bloody Mary.
Oh, God.
Everyone knows this one. This one's terrifying.
Yeah, we all tried.
No, I had like a panic attack. Somebody tried to make me try.
At the end of we're talking about it, I'll tell you about my personal story that goes back to when I was in the Bible school. So stay tuned. But pretty much the legend of Bloody Mary goes back. That goes back quite a while. I wanted to say, you know, medieval times.
Yeah, that's medieval
times. Huzzah!
It pretty much just started as like. A young woman would walk backwards up a stair with a mirror, and it was supposed to reveal her true love, her like future husband. And if it didn't,
on the wall.
And if it didn't, and they caught a face of a skull or like a grim reaper, it's supposed to tell them that they're going to die before they get married. That was like the initial ritual. But it's morphed into, I guess, like a challenge. A challenge mainly when you're young. So everyone, if you haven't done it, right? Usually it starts with like you chant her name and then there's different
three
versions.
Times.
Well, there's different versions of it. There's three times. There's 13 times. I've heard of six times.
For me, it was three is what I...
It was also three for me, which I'll get to. But pretty much, and then the Bloody Mary operation will appear as a corpse or a ghost that can be... either friendly or just absolutely terrifying.
Right.
I've never heard of anyone finding the friendly version
it's
of this.
Tony Todd. Candyman. Who? Tony Todd. Candyman. Oh, okay.
The same thing. It's like Candyman's just like the male
They had the same MO.
Okay. Yeah.
Same shit.
Same powers.
Yeah. I mean, this Candyman doesn't sound so bad.
It's basically Beetlejuice.
Shot full of bees. I don't know. Lots of bees.
Bees. A bee man?
He's got bees.
Yeah, bees honestly,
that also doesn't sound that terrifying. Yeah. And bee stings are annoying.
Mm. And to be honest, if he shows up, you're like
anaphylactic. That's the story.
It could be bad. Yeah,
I'm just saying, if I walk into my bathroom right now and I see a guy in there covered in bees, to be honest, I'm thinking that he's in more of a problem than me. Like,
absolutely.
Are you going to help him,
dude? You're getting mauled by bees right now. I'm not scared. I'm going to shut the door. You look like you got a problem going on there.
Like, is that his thing? Like, he has like killer bees.
He's got bees, and I think he's a meat hook.
Oh yeah, the meat hook.
You're in a production meeting, and we're like, we're going to give him bees. Oh, we need scarier. What about a fucking meat hook too?
Can't remember if that was the way that they killed him. Was the way that he died. It was something like covered in honey and bees or something.
Not the honey.
Yeah. Or like, did they do honey and he lost his bees?
I can't remember.
Is he made of bees?
Yes.
And
there is some.
Okay, that's fucked up.
I think he can like turn into like a mass of bees and something. He's associated. There's some association with bees when he died or something like that. Yeah.
I do like that production meeting where it's like, you know, is he going to kill him with bees? No, the bees are. Just going to be primarily attacking him.
I can't remember why he was trying to kill the lady. Like, I can't remember what this thing was.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen Candyman and Candyman 2.
Pheromones, probably.
I think they brought him back for like 3 or something.
I got to watch. I need to know more about this.
It's Candyman.
I'm gonna add it to the Halloween list.
I haven't watched any Halloween movies this month.
This is the best time of year for fucking TV shows and movies.
When do you got time to watch either of those?
Back to Bloody Mary.
Nighttime.
Best Bloody time. Mary. Mm-hmm. So pretty much the...
Is Bloody Mary made of bees?
Wait, how many times have we said it? Have we said it five times yet?
Yeah, five. I think we're five or six.
Four? No, I think we're on four.
Bloody Mary.
Maybe it's 13. Is she made of bees, though?
She could be.
Candyman. Okay.
She could be, but mainly she's just a grotesque like corpse that comes out of the fucking mirror and kills you, pretty much.
That's worse than being made of bees, if I'm being honest. Yeah.
But the lore is, if you can endure the apparition like screaming at you and like trying to kill you.
Well, hold on. One of those things sounds easy. Yeah. Like I can listen to the screaming, but what do you mean? If she tries to kill me, does she kill me with the screaming, or does she just attacking me?
Depends how strong your faith is. I guess. Okay. Depends how strong your faith is, Brayden. So now I'm gonna tell you a story about a true Bloody Mary tale.
Okay.
So I must have been in grade 7.
Ooh, well, that's pretty old to be fucking with Bloody Mary.
So I mean, I thought it was a joke, you know.
Yeah.
So we're at went to a Seventh-day Adventist school. If you didn't know, pretty strict religious school. Talking about the devil or invoking the devil or doing any of that upon school grounds is pretty much room for expulsion.
So you're probably doing it regularly.
So to get obviously, the fuck out of there. We did it.
Yeah.
We would do it often. We'd take the Bible to the basement and try and summon the devil. And blah blah blah.
Why are religious kids the weirdest?
So one time, there was like four of us. We went in the bathroom, took the Bible, opened it up to like Revelation or something like what tells all the crazy shit, and pretty much in the name of God, invoked the devil in the form of Bloody Mary. And we sat in there for a while, made sure there, we like put a towel under the door so there was no light leaking in at all.
Oh my God.
There would be like a red sensor on the urinal. So we put tape over that. So there's just no light at all. Sat there for like 5 minutes and then all together like spun around Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. And no joke, out of the fucking window, all of us together lost our shit because Bloody Mary came out and then like, we got trapped in the bathroom because we were so scared and it was so dark. We're running around. We lost one guy in there. Yeah. He's dead.
He's gone.
But no joke. I've never been so scared because all of us like hallucinated Bloody Mary coming out of that mirror together.
And manifested
that's,
it.
Well, I mean, that's one
of the... What do you mean? Maybe it's real.
Maybe it's real. Maybe one of us was possessed. I have no idea.
Why are religious kids so weird? Like, I don't even believe that stuff. I didn't believe it growing up. And I still wouldn't do that because I'm like, maybe there's a chance. And you genuinely believe that.
I thought
or maybe like, not you, but one of those kids that was there probably actually truly
might have scarred him for life.
Fucking right.
But it was fucking terrifying. We couldn't find the door because it was dark. Just fucking like scary. Hands on the wall.
Well, and you're probably like fighting at the door because people are pushing and pulling and
just no loyalty to the boys from any of you.
Fuck just no. First every out man, wins.
Everyone for himself. You're like, let's band together against it. No. You played exactly into what it wanted you to do.
Yeah, I had a babysitter like make me do it. Locked me in the bathroom and did it. And I just but I'm such a pussy. I'm like, I just dropped all fours and I'm like, it's not there if I don't see it. I'm not looking. I'm not looking. Can't get me if I don't see her.
Unfortunately, I didn't get expelled because during the screaming in the bathroom, because it's a really small school, you can hear, everyone heard us from the classroom. The teacher came out and like opened the door. So what the fuck are you guys doing?
We were all possessed by the Holy Ghost.
No, one guy ratted. He said we invoked Bloody Mary, blah, blah, blah. We had this huge, it was a whole thing.
Invoked.
It was a whole thing. We got fucking after school detention. We got fucking preached at the Bible open.
Did you guys have those fucking things from with angels and demons where your legs wrapped to the spikes and you gotta tighten it?
No, unfortunately.
It's just a little 7-year-old doing this self-flagellation.
Yeah. Get the whip. Yeah.
Some Spanish Inquisition shit.
There's something about being in that like religious school made that so terrifying.
I bet. Because
you probably believed it.
I really wanted that demon to come out. And I thought it did.
You were the 100% the bad kid in that school where they were like, oh, that's the
I was the bad kid and I wasn't bad at all.
he's trying to pray to the devil.
I never would have done that. I just strictly due to cowardice. There's no way. Just no chance.
I might have been the leader on that one. I'm not sure.
Probably. I mean, you don't believe it, but there is like, what if? It's not worth it.
I still know some of those guys who stayed at that school all the way, and they still go to that church, and I'm sure it still haunts them to this day.
Are you barred from entering?
You'll turn to fucking dust.
I haven't been back. I left in grade 7. I never went back. Mm. That was it.
You did that all the way till grade 7?
Oh, dude.
I escaped for 1 year in grade 5 because my cousin was
like fucking Rumspringer for you kids. Like you had to go be crazy and you just never went back.
No, it's because I had my cousin Adam was living with me and he wasn't going there. And I was like, I just want to go to school with Adam. This is fucking stupid. So I got to go for 1 year. Then I had to go back for 2 more years.
Yeah. Your cousin Adam's not much of a religious guy.
Oh, he's the worst. He's in the best way.
I can see why your parents wanted to keep you in Christian school. No, it's a funny thing to think about for me that I forgot how long you were in that religious school for.
Forever, dude. Yeah.
That's wild. You guys were friends back then, right?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. I remember I went to a play once. That's all I remember.
I had a Catholic friend. I had to go to his plays too.
Yeah. I did fucking plays twice a year, every year. Yeah. Twice a year. Yeah. Did a Christmas play and like an Easter play.
My buddy's Christmas, his mom, they used to do like a fucking, what were the singing nuns? What was that show again? With Whoopi Goldberg? Sister Act. They used to do like a sister act thing. And then we had to like me and my buddy and some other kids of the church, we had to pretend to be orphans and like sit around the Christmas tree while they would do sister acts. And then some Catholic lady tried to adopt me after. Yeah, it was weird.
Weird places. Oh, it's funny. All right, Andrew, what do you got for us?
Oh, fuck, boys. I don't know if you're ready for this one.
Bring it.
You ready?
Yep.
Yeah. It's kind of spicy. I got some fucking... I right-clicked on so many of these words and found better ones. So, you ready? In the quiet villages of Karnataka, where ancient traditions and modern life intertwine.
Wait, why did you change your accent just for that one?
That's how you say it. Karnakata.
I don't know what it was about that word, but you came to such an abrupt stop at the end. It was like shocking. Yeah.
All right, continue.
In the quiet villages of Karnakata, where ancient traditions and modern life intertwine.
Even close.
Karnakata. That's how you say it.
Hold on. What
Karnakata. What does it sound like, buddy? What are you talking about?
Yeah, keep going with that. That's good.
That's what it is. It's for India.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about.
Okay.
What do you mean, buddy, huh?
Buddy.
Yeah. I thought, that's my bad. I thought we were talking about somewhere in Mexico still. I'm like, accent?
That's on you. Wrong shade of brown.
Oh, sorry, dude.
This is a racist episode right here. This is a racist episode.
Yeah. Yeah, one more time.
Would it be better if I was like in the quiet villages of Karnakata?
Yeah, I can listen to that.
Does that sound better? No, I'm trying to fucking. Dan is like, La Llorona, Mamacita, type of shit. I'm trying to
spice it up. Keep it going. Yeah, get it in there.
In the quiet villages of Karnakata, where ancient traditions and modern life intertwine.
I don't know why that word just kills me, dude. Right to my car, got in tears. I can't handle it. I was trying to hold it together, man. I'm bursting into tears. I don't know why. Okay. I'm not trying to laugh. I don't like it. This is scary. I know.
This is the pre-show preparation you took.
In the quiet villages of Karnakata, where ancient traditions and modern life intertwine, there exists a chilling urban legend that has been whispered through generations. This is the tale of Nali Ba, the ghostly witch who roams the streets at night, seeking to lure her victims with the voice of someone they love.
What does that voice sound like?
Someone you love. So like me, right, Zell? All right,
yeah.
The story dates back to the late 20th century, a time when rural communities of Karnakata were tightly knit, bound by shared customs and a deep respect for the supernatural. Amidst the simplicity and serenity of village life, strange occurrences began to unsettle the villagers. It was said that a mysterious figure, a witch, wandered the dusty lanes after dark, knocking on the doors of unsuspecting residents. This was no ordinary witch. She possessed a terrifying ability to mimic the words and voices of ones that people loved. Whether it was a comforting tone of a mother, the familiar call of a father, or the sweet voice of a spouse, the witch could perfectly imitate it. The unsuspecting victims hearing the voice of someone they trusted would open the door only to be greeted by the witch. What happened next was the stuff of nightmares, for those who opened the door were never seen again. So according to the urban legend, the witch was a bride who tragically died on her wedding day. Betrayed and heartbroken, she returned to as a vengeful spirit cursed to wander the earth, seeking to steal away the lives of those who unwittingly opened the door to her. So this is fucking legit. Seriously, like this was literally a phenomenon that like rattled people for the longest time, because I'll get into it. It's fucking crazy, though. Fear of this malevolent spirit spread quickly through the villages, stories of entire families vanishing overnight, leaving behind their homes with doors left ajar, became the talk of the region. Panic set in, and villagers began to search out for a way to protect themselves from the witch's deadly trap. One night, an elderly man, known for his wisdom and deep understanding of the supernatural, had an idea. He believed that since the witch came every night seeking her victims, perhaps she could be tricked into leaving empty-handed. He advised the villagers to write the words Nali Ba on their doors, which means come tomorrow. The idea was simple. The phrase would send the witch away, postponing her visit to the following night. And in doing so, they would keep her away indefinitely.
What? That's what fools it? You just Nali be like, ba. You just hit her with tomorrow. The old, like, not, yeah,
that's fine. Not how it works.
Yeah. I guess
the village were skeptical. Well, go ahead, Brandon.
We still do that with answering machines, I guess, right? You used to just screen your call forever and then people would stop calling you. It's the same idea.
I'm still
here.
Getting fucking calls from dog patrol every day. Bernstein. Seriously. Fucking
Bernstein.
Well, people probably don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's coming. You'll find out. The villagers were skeptical at first, but fear left them no other choice. They began to scrawl Nali Ba on their doors in white chalk, hoping it would keep the witch away. And to their surprise, it worked. The witch, upon seeing the message, would retreat, only return the next night and be met with the same message. Nali Ba has become a protective mantra, a shield against the unknown. The legend of the witch persisted, but the people of Karnakata found solace in the simple phrase that kept her at bay. That's the story of fucking Nali Ba, boys.
It honestly feels to me like the way to defeat ghosts sometimes is that they're so, you can trip them up with like the dumbest shit ever. Like with the 12 pennies for the Rougarou, right? It's like 12 pennies down. This one, you just write, come back tomorrow. And it just is like, for some reason, it's like, I better listen. And it just sticks itself on an infinite loop of never coming back. It's like, that's a dumb ghost, yo.
Maybe maybe you lose some IQ points when you die. Maybe that's the thing. Like ghosts do genuinely seem kind of dumb.
Like this one's particularly like, that was it. That's how you beat it. Who figured that out? It was like, you know,
this wise fucking guy in the village.
Yeah.
I think he was controlling it. He was probably selling. He probably sold them that. He was a traveling snake oil salesman.
Better work tomorrow. Yeah. The one snake oil that works.
He's like, listen, I'll teach you the graffiti to write on your door, and then my wife's gonna stop going crazy, knocking on everyone's doors every night.
Oh, you think he set it up?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Everybody's gotta pay him for the fucking
And then he's like,
the secret phrase. Yeah, but then you just gotta look around and see it on everybody else's doors.
Yeah, and then you're like, we did it as a collective.
Maybe
community.
He sells like decorative Nali Ba signs.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
How the fuck am I going to get rid of these signs?
Sells chalk.
You need this special sacred chalk.
Oh, yeah, that would work. But no, because then you could share that with your friends. You know what I mean? Like, you sell it to one family.
He sells decorative Nali Ba signs.
Yeah. And stickers with license plates. He's basically like your Disneyland treat. You know, you can get Nali Ba with your name underneath, whatever. Yeah. You, custom license lighters.
Bort.
Bort?
It's a Simpsons. It's
you know, Simpsons?
Bart. They don't have Bart. They're bored.
Seems a kid bored. Mom, they have my name.
It's good. That's from the golden age of Simpsons.
Yeah.
You know what's awesome is my fucking kid loves the Simpsons. We watch it all the time now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. He thinks he just dies laughing. It's fucking, it's fantastic.
I watch Frozen on repeat.
Worst.
I wish we finally
passed the fucking Disney repeat days. Thank fuck.
I'm just coming into like just leaving. He's starting to get into movies. So I'm just.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just starting now.
Bowen, every fucking 5 minutes, if the TV's on, he'll walk up and go, Bippy, 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 Bippy. Just wants to watch Bippy. It fucking sucks. But you know what? I tolerate
I've never turned
now.
That one on.
You know what? I tolerate it now because my wife introduced him to fucking Miss Rachel for a while. And I'm like, anything's better than this. Blippy, better.
Yeah, the Miss Rachel gets old real quick.
Oh, God.
It's a hard, it's like crack
the fucking song. It's the worst.
How did I lose the... I don't know. Where's the window?
What window?
The bloody Where's the stream? The stream is blank.
What?
Well, we're on there, but it's just all black.
Fantastic.
Got it. Ah, there it is. All right. Weird. I don't know what happened. I clicked a magic button on this mouse and it gone. I just did it again. I know what button it is now. Perfect. There we go.
Nice. Quick recall.
Yep.
Nice.
But it seems like there's like infinite. Like I saw like five more, like all very similar lines from different areas of like, you know, has to do with beauty. They're coming back. You're getting cursed and they're fucking everyone up. You know, that kind of narrative with like the weeping woman and stuff everywhere. You kind of see it all over the world. So it was interesting to read into those.
They feel like all urban legends about women that were created by men.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I mean? Like,
I just think it's funny that the legend of La Llorona and like other ones, other ghosts, it's like they can change depending on where they're told or when they're told. It's like La Llorona can be a bad thing or a good thing. Like they're a guardian or they're also a person who lures people to their death. But they sometimes like somebody also like trying people
get their kid to bed. No, she can be good. She's good.
Yeah. No, you know what it is? You told your kid about her because it's to get him to be good. And then he gets too scared and you're like, no, it's just not bad all the time. If you're a good boy,
if you're a good boy and you clean up your stuff,
then she's good.
And you don't, you know.
Yeah. And so, and you know, the cautionary tales, which most of these usually are, is there. It's like, you know, don't go out at night. You know, the La Llorona is out there and don't go near bodies of water, especially the rivers. Like, you know, kids you want your kids playing down there and then they fall in, you know, it's better that they're scared of more than just water. You'd be like, no, La Llorona down there and snatch you up. Better stay away from there. You know, babysitting through fear, you know,
it's a good ploy, man. I get it. Very effective. For a while. Terrify them.
Until your kid tries to summon the devil like Zelda is.
Hey, that's a kid that didn't grow up scared enough. That's the problem.
Zell, what was it? Can I ask, what was the discipline from your parents when they get a call from your Christian school that you were trying to summon demons?
I don't remember if they ever told my parents.
Really?
They probably wouldn't want to tell the parents. And like, they're like, we're not doing our jobs.
Ooh, interesting.
I mean, the punishment would have been nothing for my dad, especially. Like, what the we did what?
Like, that's is stupid. Your dad a Seventh-day Adventist too?
No, he's not.
It's just your mom. Yeah.
He would have come from a Catholic family, but he's never gone to church since.
Like, why are you so dumb?
Why are you going to church? What are you doing?
He would have been like, you know what we're doing tomorrow? Weeds.
We work on Saturday and Sunday.
You're pulling weeds now, kid.
And if we're not working, we're going to go hunting. Or fishing. And you're going to love it. We're going to hike in to a remote lake with a tube, and we're going to fish all day long. Then we're going to hike out. That was my dad's idea of fun when I was 8.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's kind of cool, but at the same time, I was like, I want to play N64. Get up at 4 in the morning, drive for 2 hours, hike for an hour, fish for 6 hours, and do it, and then come home.
That's an extreme amount of hiking for like for what it is.
Like, and you carry your tube.
Yeah.
All I hear is, I had a dad.
I had a dad who loved the outdoors. Yeah. Dad, I want to play video games.
Like 2 hours, like fly fishing, serene. It's nice. I get it. Beautiful. Nice morning. Sure. It's only so much fishing you can do without drinking. You know what I mean? So it's a tough one as a sober kid.
Getting after the sunny D's. Capri Suns.
Oh yeah.
It just candy. Candy back. All day in the tube.
Koala cups.
Oh yeah. Koala cones. The extra large. Do you know a koala cone extra large now is like $14?
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
In 5 years, that's the price financially of fucking candy. Ruin you, I've quit. It's actually made me quit. It's made me healthier. They've priced me out of candy. I don't know if that's a government tax or what the fuck that was, but all of a sudden the koala cone is $14.
That is crazy.
Go check the big one. It used to like this big.
That one used to be like $7.99.
Not even. Yeah.
How probably are we
even
not cheaper. Jailing all these fucking guys, you know, stealing from 7-Eleven. That's fucking theft over 5,000 in no time. That's fucking four koala cones.
Well, you know what happened with the Max down the street from me is that it used to have the counter was in the middle of the store and all the stuff was around it, but they had such bad theft that they had to move the counter to the front of the store so they could watch.
Soon it's going to be like buying fucking razors. Everything's behind plastic glass.
Mm-hmm. I would like those 5 cent candies.
Everything's in the bag.
Which are now 12 cent candies.
Yeah.
We'll get someone to bring it out. These are just displays.
Yeah. These are fake.
So all the like, just they have the one product there and then it's like, they just scan it, point it, employee has to go to the back and go get it.
Be a robot. It'll be one of those Tesla robots.
One of those big sucking arm ones where it's like, picks it up. I always like those ones.
Well, are we out of lady ghosts? Is that where we've gone to?
I mean, there's lots of lady ghosts, but we touched on the biggies.
The fun ones.
Don't take any precautions. You can mess up the ghosts by hand. Just remember that. You can overpower them. They're half your size.
The pangolin, you can.
Yeah.
Just blow. Flap your hands. Wave it away.
Cheers. And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit californiapsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.